Order, order.
For the second day this week, the House began with a reference to events overseas, with this request from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Murray McCully.
Speaker, I seek leave to move a motion without notice and without debate regarding the recent executions in Indonesia.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There is none. The Honourable Murray McCully.
Speaker, I move that this House express its dismay at the executions carried out today by Indonesian authorities, despite the vigorous representations on behalf of the condemned prisoners by Australia and other governments, reiterate its condemnation of the death penalty in all cases, and strongly urge the Government of Indonesia to reconsider its use of the death penalty.
The question is, the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
The Speaker, David Carter, also welcomed overseas visitors to the debating chamber.
Honourable members, I'm sure that members would wish to welcome a parliamentary delegation representing the French Senate, led by Senator Jean-Marie Van Lennenberger, official representative of the President of the French Republic for Anzac Day, who are present in the gallery.
Also introduced to the chamber on her first day in her seat as the New Zealand First Party's new list MP, Rhea Bond was welcomed by her caucus colleague, Clayton Mitchell.
What a fantastic person to have as part of our caucus to now make up 10% of this debating chamber, 12 members in the House, and this party, New Zealand First, continues to grow, being the fastest growing political movement in the country at the moment.
And also new, this approach to questions outlined by Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Today we did something different with Question Time, which was we crowdsourced a series of questions about climate change, because we thought it was important that the people of New Zealand are given the opportunity to directly question the government on the issue of climate change. And some of those questions related to the issue of the government railway company removing electrification, which of course is an incredibly stupid and backward move.
Russell Norman put that question to Simon Bridges, standing in for Climate Change Minister Tim Grosser.
What is his response to Ian Palmer from Masterton, who asks, if the government is taking climate change seriously, why is it allowing Kiwi Rail to withdraw the electric locomotives on the main trunk line and replace them with fossil fuel-powered locomotives?
Order. Honourable Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, we do take climate change seriously, and I hope my answers have indicated that to both this House and the public. I understand Kiwi Rail is considering a number of options for locomotives used on the Auckland to Wellington line. At this stage, no final decisions have been made.
Also, the off-course substitute for Defence Minister Gerry Brownlee, Simon Bridges, was required to answer this question from the New Zealand First Party's Ron Mark.
How does he reconcile not providing any further detail on the deployment of troops in accordance with the NZDF policy of, quote, non-identification of personnel and for reasons of operational security, end of quote, with the Prime Minister confirming overnight that New Zealand troops were transiting through Dubai?
Honourable Simon Bridges.
On behalf of the Minister of Defence, has already been publicly stated we expect all of the New Zealand contingent involved in the building partner capacity mission to Iraq to be deployed in Taji and Baghdad by mid-May. Shouldn't come as a surprise that personnel have been going to the region in advance of deploying into Iraq.
Supplementary. Ron Mark, supplementary.
To the Minister, has the Prime Minister breached NZDF operational security by first talking to Gulf News and then telling New Zealand media, quote, I just don't see it as newsworthy, you guys might, but I don't. I mean, they have to fly through somewhere. That's the base they use going into Baghdad, so pfft.
Honourable Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, that was pretty good. On behalf of the Minister of Defence, no.
And continued opposition references to the Prime Minister's ponytail pulling drew this response from Education Minister Hekia Parata.
Mr. Speaker, it's really rather sad and depressing that the opposition uses this general debate in this House of Parliament at a really sad attempt of comedic performance. What we have in this country is the leadership of a Prime Minister who has focused on what is important to New Zealanders.
Education Minister Hekia Parata. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from Parliament.